next on KCBQ. Stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Here are Dan Osgood and Steve Bick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Welcome to another edition of the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
Between us, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 plus years of financial world experience.
That's right.
You having a little more than I do, but you're also a lot older than I am. So
that's right.
I am a certified financial planner. Steve is a chartered financial analyst.
Yep. And CFA and an insolvency and restructuring advisor.
You have extra initials after your name. I don't know all of them.
That's just fixing businesses.
Yes.
Bankruptcy and fixing businesses. We actually should have a show on bankruptcy and fixing companies one of these weeks.
We could probably do that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of...
But not today.
No, outside of myself, we've got a lot of talented people that could come in and give us some information of what they do.
Yeah.
That might be interesting.
That's a good idea. Mm. Well, the main purpose of our show, we were sitting around a couple of years back now.
Having tea.
Been that, and we just started talking about what was going on in the markets, what people do with their money, the mistakes people make, and why they make those mistakes. And after a while, we kind of jokingly said, oh, we should put this in a radio show.
Because I think that was after our third cup of tea.
But I believe... We both had a little bit of radio experience. We'd both been on a couple different shows prior to that. So it made a lot of sense. The next time we got together for some tea.
We put the idea down and here we are.
Yep, we threw it out. And so really, the main purpose of our show is to just help you make the best decisions you can when it comes to your finances. Because the reality is you know yourself better than anyone else. You need to... whether you do it entirely yourself or if you hire someone, you want to be armed with the information to ask the right question to make sure that person is acting in your best interest at all times.
Jason, I think today we've got a really good show, actually.
Yes, it'll be this is going to be fun. Everybody probably knows at this point, Steve writes a weekly blog with great information in it that's very different than what you get from the normal mainstream financial media. It makes you just think about things that are very different. So we're going to cover your most recent blog post this week. But first, and this is going to sound like a rerun.
Yeah, because sort of
that
is.
Had now, probably
20
six,
times.
Eight, 10, 20 times over
actually,
last year.
Well, we've basically been rerunning this for 3 years almost, feels like, in the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
But last week we were talking, the market had really been pounded pretty hard.
Yep.
And the bond market had been pounded pretty hard at the same time.
Everything goes down together right now, all goes up together.
Yes, and now here we are only 1 week later, five business days from last week's show, and we're knocking on all-time highs again on all three major indexes.
Well, it wasn't that way until Wednesday, actually.
Right.
All it took was Janet Yellen to say she removed the word patient from her statement, which everyone expected her to.
Right, and the market was down 100 or 150 points up until she made that official.
It was unbelievable. I was watching my screen, and I looked away for like 15 minutes, and we went from down 100 to up 100.
Right.
It was just
and
incredible.
It closed up over 200, I think, for the day. Just an amazing turnaround.
Yeah, and what she did was she said, and I'll actually quote, she said, while we're going to remove... just because we removed the word patient from the statement doesn't mean we are going to be impatient. So in other words, she's saying, which is really what I was pretty much thinking all along, was that the Fed cannot raise rates. I don't think they can raise rates this year. And yet the market was convinced that here we go, first rate rise coming this week.
Well, she had backed herself into a corner a little bit with with as much information as she put out there. If unemployment gets to, number was 6.5.
Yep.
And then the next criteria and the next criteria. Well, guess what? We're under the criteria on the unemployment, if you trust the numbers.
Yep.
We're under the inflation numbers significantly.
Well, that's why she's not going to raise.
Right.
Because of the inflation numbers.
Right.
Mm,
but yeah, because that's one thing people don't grasp all the time. One of the main things that they can do with the Fed by moving rates is put a little bit of a control on inflation.
Yeah, it's delayed.
It is a means to try to get a handle on it and not allow inflation to get out of control.
I think the best way to understand what the Fed does is they're driving the biggest sailing the biggest tanker that's known to man. Mm-hmm. And those things don't turn on a dime.
Right.
They take a number of miles to turn right around, and she's on a much bigger one. And she's trying to just tweak the dials here and there so that she stays her course. And if she oversteers a little bit, and so the economy goes down into maybe a recession, it takes a while for her to re-steer it and turn it around so that it's facing in the right direction.
Right, to add some stimulus.
Yeah, and same with the opposite. If she continues to apply stimulus to the economy, at some point it starts overheating, and it takes her a while to actually change course to be able to cool it down. So I don't think that they really have much to worry about in terms of raising rates this year. I just don't see it, mainly because I think that if you look outside of America, things are just so bleak that until you get some kind of sign from Europe, Japan, China, I mean, if America's economy were to slow down now because she raised rates, I think the rest of the world sucks America's economy backwards fast. Mm-hmm. And so right now, I think that she's not stupid. I mean, she's looking at all of these indicators, you know, and so I would think that she'll probably keep where we are. She's not stimulating, in the terms of she's not adding money into the economy.
There's no
every
new money being pumped
Correct.
In. But
that's it. She's not trying to mop up all of the trillions they tossed in.
Right.
You know, right? And she's keeping interest rates low. So right now, I'd say she's pretty much just in a holding pattern until she sees some kind of a larger spike in inflation, and or Europe and Japan and China getting their feet on the ground again, which I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Right. Well, any of those economies are large enough for the same analogy, that they are these enormous tankers.
Yeah.
That there is no quick U-turn that you can make with any of the big economies of the world.
Well, the problem is that the European Union, isn't really a union. It's not like America. They're trying to sort of be like America, but they don't have one political system. So you've got this bank that's supposedly trying to help everyone's economy all under the same umbrella, but politics gets in the way, and so you can't ever have just a unified front as to how you're going to attack this issue.
Right.
So, I don't know how they're going to fix those problems, to be honest. And you can't really bust apart the euro because it has been a success up to now. So there's some major problems over there. China's overbuilt. They've got too much debt on the books. They don't see a lot of stimulus. Japan is just a basket case. So I think for at least the rest of this year, I just don't see interest rates. I mean, what did interest rates do this week? They went from like just over 2 on the 10-year.
The 10-year was 2.1% on Monday.
Yeah.
Closed the week at 1.93.
Yeah.
So this brings it up again. Yes, the markets all of a sudden look healthy again.
Right.
But that means the bond market's healthy too. If rates are going down, the value of the underlying bond is increasing to cause that.
Right.
So again, that means both sides are guessing the same thing.
And gold was up.
And they can't be right at the same time. Maybe for very short periods of time. But that's not a...
But it's been that way for a while now.
Right. Sure.
I mean, so, you know, you wonder at some point something's going to break apart.
And right. Someone's going to be wrong eventually. Yeah. And when that is,
normally it's
we
the
don't
stock
know.
Guys.
Hopefully it's 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It's will make our money and then yeah, get out
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. Everyone can be retired that's yeah. listening.
Exactly.
And it won't matter any longer.
Right. But,
well, stick around. When we come back, we're going to discuss Steve's blog, and I'm going to introduce an interesting quote he started with and hopefully not offend too many people.
No, so I'm sure we will.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Portfolio Doctors 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we talked a little bit just the what's happening again here in the markets. Sounds like a little bit of a rewind.
Yeah.
Repeat. We've been saying the same things over and over. But Steve, you wrote a pretty interesting blog, I thought, on Friday.
Well, I thought it tied into the show really nicely because what we try to do here is help people achieve their goals. And I read an article, and it wasn't just really only the article. I have a number of clients and friends and family members and that sort of fall into this bucket completely.
I think this applies to everyone, and that's why this is such a great topic. But
right.
I'm going to read your quote that you started your blog with.
Yep, go ahead.
And this should get everyone excited. And it's the biologist and intellectual E.O. Wilson was once asked what represented the most hindrance to the development of children. His answer was the soccer mom.
Yes.
But the problem is more general. Soccer moms try to eliminate the trial and error, the anti-fragility from children's lives, move them away from the ecological and transform them into nerds working on pre-existing, soccer mom compatible, maps of reality. They are now totally untrained to handle ambiguity. And this is from Nassim Taleb from his book Anti-Fragile, which we have talked about a few different times.
Before
you offend everyone, do you want to clear that up a little bit?
As I said in my blog, I go, you could also change soccer mom to the modern day dad as well. I mean, it's just parents
as a whole, right?
So what they're trying to say there is, and it comes back to an article that brought it home for me, is the average American retires with about $112,000 in their retirement account. But yet what's happening is they are spending copious amounts of money. In fact, one in three has adult kids that are either living at home or they're supporting in some way by either paying their rent or paying bills or something like this. I'm not going to bash on people. We're all going to do that. I mean, we're all parents here and we all want the best for our kids. But there's a breaking point in terms of, you know, helping your kids maybe is giving them an education, you know, getting them some kind of a start in life that way. But when you hear stories of parents that are giving kids $2,000-$3,000 a month, their nest egg is only $100,000. They basically living paycheck to paycheck, and the kids out using this $2,000 or $3,000 a month to buy lattes at Starbucks or go partying with their friends or buying the newest pair of jeans for $300 or, you know, what's happened is that's gone beyond helpful. That's actually hindering not only the kids, but also themselves, the parents, because now they can't retire. They created a situation where the kids are now overspending. They're spending well above their means. So if there's ever a time when the parents have to stop or can't contribute anymore to their kids in that fashion, the kids either are going to take it out on credit cards and just charge it up and end up having to declare bankruptcy, or it's going to be a major shock to their system and there could be some family rift.
Right.
So, and on the flip side, there's a lot of people have come and said, well, I'll support my kids and then they'll support me when I get later on in life. Well, think about it. You're supporting your kids with all of your money that you're supposedly putting aside for retirement. What are they going to do? They now have kids of their own. They want a house. You know, they've got expenses. Right. They're going to want to support their kids, not you.
They're potentially going to have double the need for support.
Well, they are going to but the last potential dollar ever to go anywhere is going to go to the parents. In fact, if one in three has a adult kid at home, only one in five is actually giving any kind of support to their parents. So you can see there's a major disconnect there. It's half of the people that support their kids get any kind of return or support later on.
Well, in this whole line of thinking applies well beyond just parenting, and this is kind of one of the reasons we want to talk about this. It's almost a situation that our government currently is putting out there, where they're putting so many support valves out there, or so many
methods, which
they're creating a society of people that would rather just sit there with their hand out and take the money from the government than go out and work hard and get their own job.
Yeah, I mean, sort of brings me back to, and I don't know if you ever saw this kids movie, but the Wall-E.
Nope.
Is
that a robot?
Yeah, he's a robot, and he's left on Earth to clean up the mess that the humans have left behind, and the humans jettison themselves off in a spaceship. But by that point in time, they've become so lazy that they can't even walk. There's no point in walking because you've got a chair that shoots you around wherever you want to go. And, you know, all they do is sit and watch TV and, you know, that's life.
It's probably an Apple chair.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is that this dynamic or society in general seems to be trying to head towards protection. Mm-hmm. Make sure there's no wrinkles in anyone's, you know, ruffling anyone's feathers. Make sure that our kids don't have to experience the real world because, you know, that would be too painful, not only for the kids, but almost for the parents. It's almost like people are doing it to protect themselves because they don't want to see their kids being in any kind of pain. And who does?
Right.
No one does.
I'm guilty of this. We go to the park with our kids and they want to go climb on the rocks. And it's like, no, you might hurt yourself. But then I try to quickly flash back and say, wow, I used to run all over the hills and climb on rocks all the time. And sure, I fell down periodically, and you don't want that to happen to your kids, but it teaches them to be careful, to make smart decisions. Don't go out on the ledge, but it's okay to climb the rock. Just don't get out on the ledge where you're going to fall off the edge of the cliff.
Right. No, and I mean, I'm not, obviously don't want to tell everyone how to parent yet, but what this program is about is the financial side of things. Mm-hmm. So what really drove it home for me is if you end up giving a bunch of your money to your kids, then ultimately, in the long run, you're going to end up doing exactly what you didn't want to happen, which was be a burden on your kids. Mm-hmm. If you financially well off and you can handle supporting them for the rest of your existence and beyond, whatever, do whatever you want. But the majority of us, you can support or give a hand up to a certain point. But if it's impacting your retirement or your ability to retirement or finance or fund your retirement, that's where the breaking point comes, because what happens now if you're, when you do have to retire, I'm not saying that you want to even, you have to because of physical illness or you just can't keep doing your job, right? So you basically have to retire. And then you live for 20 years, but your money you've set aside only gets you 10. Now, the last 10 years of your life, you are now a massive burden on your kids because you are now having to downgrade, you living in some kind of a squalor. They don't want to see it. Your whole status in the family is gone. Your ego is being dented. They're now shoveling money your way. You probably don't want to take it because you're used to being the funder. Mm-hmm. I mean, this whole dynamic is suddenly on its head at the exact worst point in time in your life when you are most vulnerable. You're old age, you're already feeling vulnerable because your body's hurting all the time. And now you're sort of demanding or requiring, not even demanding, but requiring handouts from your kids who are already strapped financially themselves. And I just think this is such a critical thing that in terms of retirement, you've got to make certain that you don't become that burden to your kids. And that's what the show is about. It's about trying to explain to people, look, not only do you need to be realistic about your retirement goals, but you've also got to look at some of those outputs, right? And a large chunk of a lot of people's outlays are to their kids. And I mean, I've got examples of, I've seen families who have kids, you know, 25, 27, 37, they're still giving money out to these kids. I mean, 37 years old, when exactly is this person going to stand on their feet? I mean, to be honest, you can't afford that anymore. You're now 65, closing on 70 years old, and you're still draining your IRA or your 401k to fund a person who's 37 years old. I mean, and they're, it's not like they're an invalid or they've got some kind of medical problem. They're perfectly normal people. So they've got to stand on their own two feet. You can't keep doing this forever. You have got to look out for your retirement, and you've got to make a realistic target as to what, how much you need, and the cutting has to start there first.
And that kind of my planner side coming out.
Yeah,
that really emphasizes and stresses the need to do proper planning, and really outline what is most important to you, and designate the flow of funds to those things. And then if you have excess over and above, once you're funding everything, then it's perfectly okay. If you can monitor and keep an eye on what your plans have laid out, and know that you're on track for whatever may come your way and there's excess money,
go right ahead.
Feel free to use that money any way you want.
Yeah.
Because then you're not going to be a burden on anyone. If you want to help kids, if you want to help some charity, if you want to help anything or anyone,
right,
you can do that with the comfort of knowing I'm going to be okay no matter what.
No, exactly right. Well, if you take that $112,000 and you do the rule of thumb, which is 4% a year, you're only pulling down $370 a month off this to retire. Good luck on that.
And that money's going to run out pretty quick.
It's going to run out pretty quick. So you've got to just get that going. You've got to get into, you know, your your foot in the door of retirement and make certain that you get that taken care of. And right. as you say, a big present at Christmas or holidays or on their birthdays, one thing, but every month shelling out $3,000 or $4,000, it's right. just craziness.
And we know, we're parents, we know it's...
And we're all going to do it yes. to some degree, but we've got to... I mean, I'm talking to myself as much as all of our listeners yeah. here. It's we've got to make certain that we put, right. sometimes put yourself first.
Okay, and we're going to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back. When we come back, we will continue discussing this and dig a little deeper and discuss the importance of planning things out to understand how and why they might work out. You're listening to the Portfolio Doctors, 1170, The Answer.
Look no further. We have the answer. AM 1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need LeadCommerce. LeadCommerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. LeadCommerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of LeadCommerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And today we are having a little fun, maybe a little controversial topic, depending on your point of view as you're listening. But I think, again, it's very good info because it is something you need to think of. As parents, both Steve and I, we've talked about this topic a couple different times and the importance of planning properly to ensure I don't think any parent wants to be a burden on their kids.
No.
Maybe there's that one odd case out there where they don't mind. But the reality is parents want to take care of their kids, I think, as a whole, and then not be a burden down the road, where we've already discussed how you could, in fact, be both.
Well, that's most of a lot of people that I come up with, they are going to be both.
Right. And that's with that. One, a quote from your blog is, my thought is to allocate spending on your kids in ways that benefit them.
Right.
and so basically make them anti-fragile.
Correct.
And there are a lot of ways to do that. Different.
I'll give you an example.
Means. Okay.
My son, and he might change his mind, but he's 13 now. And since about 6 years old, he's been saying he wants a hot dog stand on Maui.
Okay.
Which I'm like, that's fine with me. So let's assume he decides not to go to college and he does want the hot dog stand. Well, what I can do in that situation is A, help him fund the hot dog stand, and then B, make certain that he gets enough classes either with me or with someone, other businessman, or just through some kind of a mentorship program to learn what the, you know, how to do the books, how to determine what's cash flow and what's not cash flow, how to decide what location to go, how to paint the truck out, where, you know, all of these things, right? He's getting a massive education. Mm-hmm. And even if the hot dog stand doesn't work, when he comes out the other side, he's going to know so much more about business and be able to possibly succeed in the next venture he goes on.
Right,
you've now given him that path. Leg up, even though, I mean, it sounds stupid, a hot dog stand, but, you know, it might not be. I mean, the one guy I met in Hawaii, he's got a hot dog stand. He's doing $2,000 a day in sales.
That,
you know?
Pretty good income right there.
Yeah. But that's one where, so you're not, that's not really the run of the mill. It's not spending $500,000 on college. It's giving them an education of some form and being able to, I mean, you know, teaching them how to fish rather than just giving them a fish.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And there are many other tools you can use, some such things like in your estate planning documents. You can outline in a trust document if you want to make sure, even maybe after you're gone, if there's excess money and you want to just make sure that your kids don't take that money and just spend it all and it's gone.
Right.
There are spendthrift clauses where you can allocate a certain amount, whether it's per year or at certain benchmarks where the person has to be gainfully employed or age 25, age 30, age 35, where you can benchmark before anything gets allocated to them. So if they aren't following in what you would like them to do in order to receive this money, they don't get it.
Right, right.
And that's a way to protect. There are a lot of ways you can do this.
Yeah.
And I think you brought up another topic that I think we can introduce some friends here
right.
To discuss another way that you can provide a means to your children where you can both benefit, you to start with and then your children down the road. That's our friends with Columbus Turnkey Houses, Dave and RJ. Are you guys on the line with us today? Dave, RJ?
They were. I don't know if they are anymore.
Dave, RJ, you guys there?
Hey.
Yep, there
hey
we
guys.
Go.
Okay, hey, how's it going?
Well, how are you guys?
We were just talking today about planning for the future, and people's teams tend to spend a lot of money on their kids. But one suggestion that I had was, you know, in the real estate game, like with you guys, where, you know, you can get maybe a 10-12% yield on income. So you could buy the house, you could get the yield on the income while the parents are still around and need the income. And then you could gift or transfer over title of that property at some point to the kids. And there's a way that they have something in the end that they can either keep or sell or, you know, profit from the appreciation of the property.
Absolutely. That's what we've been doing here in Columbus, is providing cash flow properties. Obviously, the properties here in Columbus, Ohio, are much less expensive than places like California. And I heard you talking about Maui. In fact, I heard you talking about hot dogs. You got me a little hungry over here. In fact, you know, people in California, places like California and Maui, they've been coming here to Columbus, where RJ and I are at, and we've been providing them properties. We got it really systemized from, you know, A to Z, the property management in place, and just the cash flow itself is phenomenal. So really, people have been flocking here to Columbus to buy these cash flow assets and putting them in their portfolios.
Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about price for a second, because I do know, as you mentioned, that Maui and California are really expensive. But I mean, you're able to get a solid cash flowing property for about $50,000 where you guys are, right?
Yeah, that's where the prices are. I mean, 50 to about 100, and it's going to rent from 750 to around 1200.
Yeah, so I mean, let's assume on a $50,000 house, you're getting rent of 750. I mean, my what's that get me around $5,000 a year, right? Just over net of all fees and taxes and everything, which is a 10% cash flow every single year. I mean, where you just can't find that anywhere else.
Absolutely, yeah. We we really started out, RJ and I, before we even started, you know, providing properties to other investors. We jumped in the market with both feet. We actually acquired about 25 houses ourselves before we even started, you know, selling properties to other investors and finding great deals for other investors. And that's really, you know, what got the attention of place of people. That's what people love. And, you know, you don't have to live here in Ohio to take advantage of the cash flow. We got it all set up, and, you know, we sell about, you know, 3 houses a month right now, and it's getting busier, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, it is. So for our listeners, I mean, I just can't say enough about you guys and how people should definitely get hold of you. But let's just give us some information regarding getting hold of you and how they can maybe view some of these properties online that you have or other deals that you've got going out there.
The best way to get a hold of us is through our website, because you can view the properties and their performance and also call us. Our number's on our website. The website's www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. And then our direct line is 614-285-3600.
Okay, and so there's a list of properties that you've got available right there on the website. They can scroll through and see what they look like and get a feel for what's going on?
Exactly. You'll have a photo of the front of the home, and then when you open up the pro forma, you're going to see, you know, how the cash flow is going to look like from 5 to even 10 years.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. And you say that you potentially have even got some assistance there for people who don't want to buy the whole thing for $50,000. You can help with financing as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do have a good alignment with several different companies that provide financing, and the rates are just fantastic right now. You guys already know this. You know, you can get a loan 20% down, an investor loan less than 5%, and that really just explodes the cash on cash return. I mean, you're only putting down $10,000 or $15,000 and then collecting $750 a month. You guys can do the math. It really just makes a lot of sense to use leverage.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. I mean, I don't know virtually anyone. I mean, you can almost finance it with your credit card.
Your Amex Gold,
yeah,
or Platinum,
exactly.
Or
just swipe. Yeah, exactly.
You guys do take credit cards, right?
Yeah,
we do take credit cards. Yeah, right on the side, ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com. But no, in all seriousness, you know, we build great relationships with investors, and you know, you don't even need to know anything about real estate to take advantage of the marketplace. We're here, we're local, we got our teams in place, and you know, we love referrals. So, you know, let's start with one house, buy a house here in Columbus, Ohio, get it performing, and soon enough you'll be buying 3, 4 and referring your friends and family.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, maybe what we should do is we can run a portfolio doctor special. If someone buys a house in Columbus from you guys and they don't like it, then we'll buy them out from it. We'll buy it from them.
Sure. We offer a 5-year guarantee, by the way, on all the major mechanicals, as far as, you know, furnace, hot water tank, roof, electrical, plumbing. You know, we fix these things up right, and we want to provide a really good property, a good investment. So, you know, our work is guaranteed, and, you know, visit the site, ColumbusTurnkeyHouses.com.
So this
let's get started.
So this is kind of like a certified used car. You've given it a thorough look over, and you're guaranteeing everything that you've seen.
Correct. You're not calling me a used car salesman.
No, not at all. I'm a certified used car salesman.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys very much for joining us again today. We really appreciate it. It is great what you're doing out there, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hope stick around. When we come back, we will kind of wrap up what we've talked about today, go over maybe a few more ways that you can do things for your kids without having it negatively impact your planning. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors. We'll be right back.
AM1170TheAnswer.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. It is the Portfolio Doctors radio show. Just ending speaking there with Dave and RJ, we talk about real estate as an investment, and a lot of people, I think, leave that out generally because it doesn't fit into one of the normal boxes.
Well, I think that it's that people just think, oh man, I'm going to have to put down like $100,000 or $200,000.
Right. Well, if you're used to living around Southern California, right. Yes, you are. But there are a couple sides to it. I understand the argument that if you're not close by to a rental property that you can't actually drive by and look at periodically, it's tougher to really manage that. But if you hire a high quality management team, that kind of removes it.
It's funny because my brain has always worked a little bit different, yeah. I guess, unfortunately or fortunately. But I've had a lot of rental houses in my past, and I've had one that has been in San Diego around the corner from where I am. That house caused me more stress than anything else because I would drive around and right. I would look over the fence. I'd be, oh, can you believe what they've done to the yard? Or look at the paint job on this house. It's just messed. If you've got a rental, you've got to look at it. You've got to take that emotion out of it. Right. And by having it, at, I've had them in Texas. I've had them. I've got, you know, some in Columbus. I've got one in London. I've got stuff sort of scattered all over the globe. I'm not there. It doesn't really matter. As long as the rent shows up and the rental company's doing a good job and the management company at least is doing a good job and not overcharging you, and you can monitor that.
Right. That's what I was kind of getting at. That's where you really want to pay the most attention.
Right.
Is you have to do your homework when it comes to that management team.
Correct.
Because there are definitely a lot of crooks out there that are managing real estate that you have to be careful of.
Yeah.
They will constantly, a management team, you hear the stories of, well, the rent's $500 a month, and they keep 5 or 10% or whatever the rent is for their management fee. But with regularity, oh, I had to repair this, I had to repair that, so you're not getting the full 500. And then you go and check, and none of the things that they said they were spending money on are replaced in your house, so they're just right. taking that money. Who knows what they're using it on? Maybe they're furnishing their own house. You don't know.
Right.
So that's where you have to be probably most careful when it comes to if you're right. getting a house close to home or far away is – take a look at them. Make sure there's a good track record.
Although on the flip side, I've had some in Texas, right? And I had a really good property manager. I mean, the guy's name was Nacho Santiago, a fantastic guy. And he was such a spendthrift that I had 8 units there, right? And by the time I decided, okay, I've had enough, I'm going to sell them out. It turns out that unit 8 was the unit he used for spare parts. So this thing was like gutted. All the other units were fine, but I mean, he'd take a sink out of there to replace a sink or a faucet or a hot water cylinder, whatever. I mean, that place was just gutted. But he hadn't charged me anything for years. So, I mean, he had done his job. He had done actually a really good job. I probably would have been better to have informed me on a few things, but, you know, he had done a bang-up job. So you do need to keep tabs on these things for sure.
Yeah, I think that's where maybe some of the largest risk comes. You've done the research and it's a stable real estate market, it probably could be a challenge to really go wrong unless you're not really...
Yeah, but there are so many ways you can go, though, as you become a little bit more educated in real estate. Say, for example, let's assume you purchased the house and you're renting it to somebody and they're a good tenant. And you decide, look, I don't want to take any more risk associated with them maybe messing it up or as you say, a management company. You can go to that tenant and you can say, would you like to buy this house?
Right.
And a lot of times they'd say yes. And you'd say, well, I will tell you what. You can buy the house from me for the exact same amount you're paying me in rent right now. And if that's the case, then you can structure a deal where you carry the note. You still basically own the house because you're the bank. You're getting the same amount of income, but they're ultimately paying it down over time. Right. But now the house is theirs. They fix it up. They look after it. So there's so many ways you can structure
these deals.
That pride
in ownership now, they become even better tenants.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that people need to really open their eyes a little bit on real estate. It's not just buy a house and hope it doesn't fall down and eaten by termites. I think... You have to understand, and in this situation, if all you're doing is putting 10 to 20 grand into a property that can cash flow and really help not just you because it gives you the income, but it can help your kids ultimately because right. at the end of the rainbow, you've got something to gift to them.
Which could be an income stream
exactly.
or could be just the sale of the house and a large chunk
exactly.
of money.
It's something that you can be taking care of this problem that we started the
on
show
both
with.
Sides. Right. So anyone out there listening, especially soccer moms... If Steve's points rubbed you the wrong way, you can email him directly.
Yeah.
Steve@theportfoliodoctors.com. If you have any questions or comments for me, you can email Dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. You can also visit our website, theportfoliodoctors.com. We have old shows archived there. We're also available on iTunes. So you can go search The Portfolio Doctors if this happens to be your first time listening and you said, wow, these guys are crazy. I want to hear more of the craziness. You can go to one of those places and download from the archives.
And if you need any assistance at all, we're here to help you.
That's right. Any questions, comments, we would love to hear from you. So Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com, or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.